Stand up for your rights. Primary and secondary education skills. This recording lasts for approximately 21 minutes. It contains the following sections. This audio introduction. About this guide. Supporting your child's personal growth. Your child's right to education. Tips for advocating for your child. Disability Discrimination Act 1992, including the section What does the DDA mean for education? Reasonable adjustments explained. This section includes when to ask for adjustments, consultation is key, and unjustifiable hardship explained. Department of Education guidelines, including the section Individual Education Plans, IEP. Choosing the right school for your child. Disclosure and talking about your child's needs. Building positive relationships with school staff. How to escalate a problem, including the section Complaints to the Australian Human Rights Commission. Stay resilient. Need more support, including the sections Related Resources and Websites for Education Departments. And closing announcement. About this guide. As a parent of a child who is blind or has low vision, it's important to understand your child's rights in education. These rights are there to ensure that your child can access learning and participate in school activities on the same basis as other students. Sometimes things don't always go as planned, and knowing your child's rights will help you understand what's possible and what can be done to help them succeed at school. This guide was written to help you know the different ways you can move forward and to get your child the educational support they need. We understand that it can be hard to feel confident enough to advocate for yourself or a loved one. To explore the basics of speaking up for yourself in more depth, you can listen to our guide, Stand Up for Your Rights, Speaking Up for Yourself. Supporting your child's personal growth. As you advocate for your child's rights, it's helpful to focus on areas you can take responsibility for and work on together. There are some valuable life skills that can make a big difference throughout your child's education. Encouraging these early on will help set them up for success. Recognizing their own needs and knowing how to ask for help. Building strong social skills. Developing empathy and understanding. Feeling a positive sense of self-worth. Creating a love for learning. Addressing bullying and ignorance in healthy, constructive ways, and finding new ways to connect with others who are also blind or have low vision. By supporting your child in these areas, you're helping them become more independent, confident, and ready to face whatever comes their way. Your child's right to education. The United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities says that education is a basic human right. This means that all children, no matter their abilities, have the right to learn and grow in an inclusive and supportive environment. Australia has agreed to these rules, so schools should make sure that their practices and policies support this. Tips for advocating for your child. When advocating for your child's needs, it's important to stay calm and focused, while communicating clearly and respectfully. Here are a few tips to help you along the way. Listen and show empathy. Try to understand things from the school's point of view. They may face challenges like limited resources, and recognizing these can help you work together to find solutions. Stay positive. Use words like inclusion and participation instead of focusing on exclusion or disadvantage. Positive language can lead to a more constructive, forward-thinking conversation. Be patient and persistent. Advocacy can take time. Be realistic about what you can address right away and choose your battles wisely. Focus on the changes that will have the most meaningful impact on your child. Disability Discrimination Act 1992. The Disability Discrimination Act 1992, DDA, is an important law that protects your child from being treated unfairly because of their disability. It ensures that everyone has a fair chance to learn and participate, no matter their abilities. The DDA talks about two types of discrimination. 1. Direct discrimination. This happens when your child is treated unfairly simply because of their disability. For example, if your child is not given access to certain learning materials just because of their vision. 2. Indirect discrimination. This occurs when a rule or requirement puts your child at a disadvantage because of their disability. For instance, if a school requires all students to submit handwritten reports but doesn't provide an alternative for students who can't write due to their vision. What does the DDA mean for education? Section 22 of the DDA talks about education, making sure that students with disabilities have the same rights as everyone else when it comes to learning. This includes enrolment in school, access to learning materials, participation in all activities and classes, support services, and protection from bullying and harassment. The law also requires schools to make reasonable adjustments to help students with disabilities take part in education. For a comprehensive guide on the DDA, you can listen to Stand Up for Your Rights, Understanding the Disability Discrimination Act 1992 Guide. Reasonable adjustments explained. Reasonable adjustments are changes that can be made to help your child participate at school in the same way other children do. These could be things like changing the way the classroom is set up, like adding special lighting or tactile flooring to help with navigation, providing tools such as adaptive technology or assistive devices, modifying assignments, which can mean allowing extra time for tests or offering oral instead of written assessments, adjusting physical activities, making sure your child can join in things like sports or art classes in a way that works for them. The goal is for your child to access their education in a way that works for them, while also making sure that the school can still meet educational requirements. When to ask for adjustments. It's always a good idea to think about what adjustments your child might need before they start school, so you can raise those needs early. The earlier you do this, the less likely there will be delays in getting the right support. Consultation is key. As a parent, you have the right to be part of the conversation when it comes to any adjustments your child might need. You are entitled to talk to the school about what works best for your child. If needed, the school might also work with allied health practitioners like occupational therapists, orientation and mobility consultants, or tech experts to assess any needs and figure out the right changes. Unjustifiable hardship explained. Sometimes, schools might say they can't make certain adjustments because it would cause unjustifiable hardship. This could be because of cost, safety concerns to other students, or other factors. However, just because a school says it's too difficult, that doesn't mean it's the final word. If this happens, try to find ways to work with the school to figure out a solution that works for both sides. Department of Education Guidelines. Each state and territory in Australia has its own Department of Education with guidelines for how schools should support students with disability. It's helpful to be aware of these guidelines because they can give you the information you need to support your child's education and rights, no matter where you live. Individual Education Plans, IEP. You should ask your school to work with you to create an individual education plan for your child. This plan outlines the support your child needs, how it will be provided, and who's responsible for it. It's a good idea to work with the school to develop one of these plans to make sure everyone is on the same page about your child's needs from the beginning. You should also ask the school to review this plan with you every 6 months to make sure that the school supports are working for your child. Choosing the right school for your child. Before enrolling your child in a school, take some time to find out about their approach to inclusive education. You can do this by visiting the school, reading their website, or calling them directly to ask about their policies and available support. Here are a few questions you can ask to get a better sense of what to expect. Does the school have an inclusion policy? Have they had other students with disabilities, and what have they done to support them? How does the school handle activities like physical education, art, or lunchtime breaks for students with disabilities? What's their process for making adjustments? Disclosure and talking about your child's needs. Sharing your child's vision condition with the school is an important step in making sure they get the right support they need. While you don't have to share every detail of their diagnosis, it's essential to communicate the specific ways their vision might affect their learning and participation at school. This information helps teachers and staff make the necessary adjustments in the classroom, during school activities, or during assessments, so your child can learn and engage on an equal footing with their peers. Take some time to think about when and how you'll have this conversation and who at the school needs to know. Typically, only those directly involved in your child's support need to be informed. Talking about your child's vision condition can also be a great opportunity to raise awareness and promote understanding of blindness and low vision more broadly. You might choose to share information with classmates and others in the school community to help build a more inclusive environment. Building positive relationships with school staff. It's important to build good relationships with your child's teachers and school staff. By working together, you can make sure that your child's needs are met and that any concerns are promptly and properly addressed. Teachers and staff are usually happy to help, and a strong partnership can go a long way in making sure your child thrives at school. How to escalate a problem. If you've already raised a concern with your child's teacher, support staff, principal, or other relevant parties, and barriers continue, it may be necessary to take the next step and make a formal complaint to the education provider. This would start with the local or regional office, and if the issue remains unresolved, you can escalate it to the head office in your state or territory. You can find details on how to make a complaint on the Education Department's website for your state, which are listed in the Related Resources section at the end of this guide. When making your formal complaint, it's best to put it in writing, and your complaint should include a description of the situation, the specific barrier this creates to your child's full participation in class, an overview of any efforts you've already made to resolve the issue informally, and the outcome you are hoping for. It can also be helpful to point out something that's working well for your child to demonstrate that inclusion and participation are possible. For the best chance of success, approach your complaint thoughtfully, keeping a calm and reasonable tone. This shows that you are focused on collaboration and are open to working with the school to make improvements. Take time to prepare your complaint when you feel ready and consider having someone you trust review it before sending it. In most cases, the department will expect you to have attempted resolution at the school level before taking it further. If needed, you can also reach out to the relevant ombudsman as an alternative to contacting the education provider directly. Complaints to the Australian Human Rights Commission. While many advocacy efforts are successful without needing to file a discrimination complaint with the Australian Human Rights Commission, AHRC, there may be times when this step is necessary. If your education provider is not meeting their obligations under the DDA and standards, and after exhausting all other options, your child is still facing problems, making a formal complaint to the AHRC might be the next step. Stay resilient. The process of ensuring your child has the best access to a smooth and supportive education may not always be simple, but remember, you're advocating for what's best for them. Take it one step at a time, keeping your child's needs at the centre of it all. With patience, persistence, and the right support, your child will have the opportunity to succeed in their education. Need more support? While Vision Australia may not be able to provide individual advocacy in every situation, we can often offer general advice or help point you in the right direction. If you'd like more information on self-advocacy strategies or to obtain this guide in another format, call Vision Australia's advocacy team on 1300 847 466 or email advocacy@visionaustralia.org. Related resources. Vision Australia National Call Centre, telephone 1300 847 466, email info@visionaustralia.org. Australian Human Rights Commission, AHRC. National Information Service, 1300 656 419, email infoservice@humanrights.gov.au. Web, https://www.humanrights.gov.au/complaint-information. Anti-Discrimination Commission Queensland, ADCQ. Statewide Telephone Information and Inquiry Line, 1300 130 670, web https://www.adcq.qld.gov.au/contact-us. Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission, VEOHRC, Inquiry Line, 1300 292 153, web https://www.humanrightscommission.vic.gov.au/making-a-complaint. Equal Opportunity Commission, WA, phone 08 9216 3900, email eoc@eoc.wa.gov.au, web https://www.eoc.wa.gov.au/complaints-inquiries, that's spelled INQUIRIES, /making-a-complaint. Anti-Discrimination Board, New South Wales. Phone 02 9268 5544 between 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Email adbcontact@justice.nsw.gov.au. Email complaints@adb.justice.nsw.gov.au. Web https://www.antidiscrimination.justice.nsw.gov.au/pages/adb_1_making-a-complaint/adb_1_making-a-complaint.aspx. ACT Human Rights Commission, phone 02 6205 2222, email human.rights@act.gov.au, web https://hrc.act.gov.au/. Northern Territory Anti-Discrimination Commission, phone 1800 813 846, email antidiscrimination@nt.gov.au, web https://www.adc.nt.gov.au/index.html. Equal Opportunity Commission, South Australia, phone 08 8207 1977 between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Email eoc@agd.sa.gov.au, web https://www.eoc.sa.gov.au/eo-u/making-complaint. Equal Opportunity Tasmania, phone 03 6165 7515, email office@equalopportunity.tas.gov.au, web https://equalopportunity.tas.gov.au/complaints. Websites for education departments. Commonwealth Department of Education and Training, https://www.education.gov.au. ACT, https://www.education.act.gov.au. New South Wales, https://www.dec.nsw.gov.au. Northern Territory, https://education.nt.gov.au. Queensland, https://education.qld.gov.au. South Australia, https://www.decd.sa.gov.au. Tasmania, https://www.education.tas.gov.au. Victoria, https://www.vic.gov.au/education. Western Australia, https://www.education.wa.edu.au. Closing announcement. This recording was produced by Vision Australia in 2025 in the interests of information accessibility. Care has been taken in the recording of this publication, but Vision Australia does not accept responsibility for the results of specific action taken on the basis of this recording, nor for any error or omission. This recording is copyright. No unauthorised copying, broadcasting, or public performance is permitted. This document was last updated by Vision Australia's advocacy team in August 2025. Your narrator was David Tredinnick. This concludes the recording.